Hi Kevin, it's Mac Hogan here, and just a short reply to your query about the chaffing off the cables, or the cable feeding the earbuds on your Roland CS10EMs. To be honest, this applies to anything. I have always run my earbuds, no matter what earbuds they were or what I was doing with them, I've always routed them up inside my shirt. Now, in spring, autumn and winter, that invariably means that I have a t-shirt that is tucked into my jeans, my trousers, and then an overshirt on top of that, and I pass the earbuds from the bottom up through the top and then into my ears. And that pretty much guarantees that you get absolutely no chaffing whatsoever. No chaffing sounds, no chaffing noises on the cables. They're just held in that particular sandwich. And I've never ever experienced any problems with that. Now that I have the CS10EMs as well, to make sure, or I was worried that I may have sensitivity problems with that, but I, to be honest, experienced none whatsoever. So I know a lot of people just plug their earbuds in, or in our case, the binaural mics into their ears and let the cables drip down the front of us. That's a big mistake, because you're always going to get some kind of chaffing. Your top's going to be rubbing against the cables, or your over jacket or whatever you got on. It's no good. You really have to try and route them up through your clothing. It's no hassle, it takes seconds to do, and I've been doing it for years now. But the reason for that was also to stop the cables from, or the cable from getting trapped or caught in everyday objects, which they invariably do if you have them routed straight down the front of you. So for safety's sake as well, I always have them up, tucked up inside. But now that I'm using the binaurals, you really don't want any chaffing whatsoever, and so it seems to be working for me. Although I've only been using them for 2 or 3 days, it certainly seems to be working okay. So that's a kind of good tip for that. As to the problems with the feedback on the H2, as I said in my tweet, that the H2, I had a look at that online, and it does have the 90 degree and 120 degree, I believe, settings. Similar to the H2N, but the H2N does have a specific XY mode, which you must set it to when you input from a separate mic, as the binaural mics. And I'm not quite sure. I've not experienced feedback. I haven't heard Adrian, who's at Doublestream, or Andre Louis, who's at Freaky Foof, report back saying they're having problems with feedback. So I guess I'm not quite sure what exactly is going on there, but I will, if you wish, I will have a look online and see if I can source some information on that, maybe some discussions on feedback using the binaural mics on the H2, if that helps at all. So I hope that solves your problem. If you definitely route your binaural mics up through your clothing, I guess you'll pretty much do away with all the chafing sounds, and they are a nuisance, I know. Okay, Kevin, I hope that helps, and let me know anyway. Let me know. Bye for now.